Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Not that God grows through our praises, but that we do, by St. Augustine. Almighty God, help us to see the blessings of all that is before us, the chance to serve, the chance to build relationships, and the chance to reflect your love and unending mercy inside this majestic building and outside of it. Today we pray the Serenity Prayer over our work and our relationships. Grant us the serenity to accept the things that we cannot change, the courage to change the things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Bless our state and its people this day and every day. In your name, amen.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Cass is here. Senator from Dallas is here. A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session.
Madam Secretary, read the journal.
Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, third day, Monday, January 10, 2022. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and say be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone. Does anybody desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you recognize the close, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All those in favor of the motion from the Senator from Boone, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no. The motion carries. The ayes appears to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion carries. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, may I inquire the chair?
State your inquiry.
Mr. President, we've had a lot of discussion over the last, I guess this is the third day, fourth day now, about Senate tradition. And wondered if you could supply a list to me of the Senate traditions.
So the traditions of the Senate aren't really written down.
Well, they're not. So does that mean that they can change from day to day or minute to minute?
I don't think traditions change from minute to minute, no.
Yeah, I guess the reason I'm asking is because I've been alerted to what appears to be at least new to me Senate traditions. And so it'd be nice to have a list that I could at least become familiar with so that I don't break a tradition knowingly. May I inquire of the senator from the second, please?
Senator from the second doesn't appear. Oh, there's Senator from second. Senator from second, do you would you like to yield to the Senator from Lawrence?
Yes, always. Thank you.
He does proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you,
Senator.
Good
morning, Senator.
Good morning to you. Have you had a good breakfast?
I did. Actually, I ate at my hotel, and then the Senator from Johnson hosted a breakfast very graciously.
That's good. That was kind of the Senator from Johnson to do that. I think the entire caucus was invited, I believe. Is that right?
I'm sorry?
Was the entire caucus invited that breakfast?
I think the entire Senate was invited, the entire caucus. Yeah, yeah.
Good. Well, nonetheless, it was good. It was tasty and wholesome.
It was.
And
it was.
During that time, we had some conversation, which I'd like to... Mr. President?
Senator from Lawrence?
I've been made aware that there might be a little extra noise, and just wondered if you could ask the those in the chamber to carry their conversations outside or keep it to a whisper.
I think your statement just calmed everybody down.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
So we were involved in some conversation earlier this morning about what took place yesterday in the referral of bills. And I know that I had a bill last year that was referred to a committee that you chair, and was hoping that same bill would go back to you, to your committee, to be considered. But yet it was sent to another committee, kind of unrelated to what the substance of the bill had.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little concerned about that.
I can't hear you very well.
You can't hear me very well either?
Yeah, why not? Mr. President?
Senator from second?
Yeah, Mr. President, I was not able to hear the Senator from Lawrence.
You want me to have him speak up?
I'm sorry, we have to speak up?
That's
I think
what
there's
I'm
a
saying.
Lot of ambient
you
noise
want...
and there's a wooden object to your right,
all right,
that sometimes gets used. Thank you.
Well, everybody in the chambers, please take your, either go to a whisper or take your comments to the side gallery. Thank you, Senator. Proceed.
Thank you.
If I speak like this, is that better?
Yeah,
can you hear me
that's
okay?
Good. That's good.
Okay.
You know, one secret is if you have your, you've got to get the microphone on the correct side of your lapel pin. So that's working. That's working. So I just put it on the tie, that whichever I'm turned.
Right.
Picks up.
Yeah. So my concern is that there appears to be a move to take bills from a certain number of senators and place them in committees not of their choosing.
Right.
And where they're kind of antagonistic toward the effort of getting the bill heard and potentially passed out of committee to the floor for debate. Has that been your experience in past years?
Well, there's a pretty long Senate tradition. There's been a lot of talk about even changing our rule book in order to accord with Senate tradition, or some perception of Senate tradition. And it's been a long Senate tradition to direct referrals, number one, to the appropriate committee, so that a utility bill will go to Commerce and a health bill will go to health, and an insurance bill will go to insurance, and so on. That's been a longstanding tradition. It's another longstanding tradition that if there's a referral pattern established, that bills will continue to be referred according to the same pattern. So when I chaired the General Laws Committee, every year we got all of the labor reform bills, and we got all of the pro-life bills, abortion bills. Now, when I moved over in 2019 over to health, and I chair health and pensions now, every pro-life bill, every abortion bill has come to my committee since then. And of course, COVID is a new thing. So last year, all the COVID and public health related bills went to, surprisingly, health. So I understand this year the COVID bills are going to Commerce, which is really been traditionally a referral destination for utility bills, and there are a lot of utility bills. And then it's my understanding that abortion bills are going to Veterans Affairs, which has usually been a destination for Veterans Affairs bills. So that's unusual. And then of course there's also the tradition that that when a sponsor of a bill requests a referral, and unless there's a good reason not to, that request usually gets honored. So I guess you had a request that wasn't honored.
Yes, and that was why I was a little concerned, because I'm confused at the very least as to why that would take place. I have some suspicions as to why it was done. I'm not very happy about it as well. And when we talk about trust and tradition and honor and integrity, those don't line up. And so I'm looking for answers, and I knew that you had some experience with that. You had some knowledge of what has taken place.
Well, yeah, I have a long experience with the referral, process, for 3 years I was on the leadership team with, former Senator Richard, former Senator Keogh and others, Senator from Andrew and others. The referral pattern that, you and I have described this morning, being consistent in referrals of bills of a certain subject to a particular committee, honoring requests of members, and then, of course, making the referrals consistent with the subject matter that the committee deals with. Tort reform bills, went to judiciary. Crime bills go to either judiciary or to criminal procedure and transportation. I forget the exact name of the, we've got a really unusual bill referral pattern this session, and I haven't yet talked to the president pro tem about those referrals. I think a lot's been talked about. The senator from the 11th, he got a rule change to our PQ rules, which will forever affect our ability to pass controversial legislation as a quote olive branch to try to make the Senate work better. I hope a similar courtesy would be extended to other members, at least to have the integrity of their committees preserved. But
you
we'll
made
see.
The statement that there was an olive branch to, in an attempt to hopefully get the Senate to work better together. It's my gut feeling that this move by the president pro tem to refer bills to committees that are really antagonists to our efforts is not going along the same path. Would you agree?
It's not what I'm
it's
sorry.
It's not a move that would cause things to work better together. It's
right.
going to divide us even further.
Right, right, right.
And so I'm yeah. curious as to why. Now, I haven't had a conversation in private with the president pro tem, but maybe this is something that we should all just have a discussion together to find out exactly why he's done it. This happened to you too, right? Bills that you requested were sent to other committees?
So last year, last year, as to my knowledge, every bill related to COVID, certainly related in the pandemic and the public health system response to COVID, those bills were all referred to health and pensions. Including my own bills. And this year, those bills seem to be going to commerce. For 3 years running, abortion bills, pro-life bills have gone to, including your own, have gone to health and pensions. And this year, those went to Veterans Affairs. I don't want to say much more now because I need to visit with the pro tem and see what his thinking was with those referrals. But it is a departure from tradition. So I need to find out what was the thought process there.
Well, I think I'll take your lead on that and not make it a public debacle at this point, have a private conversation and then see what.
Yeah, I always like to have private conversations before going public with things, but maybe there's a good reason that I'm missing, so.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for the inquiry, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of a very special guest.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. To my left and to your right in the upper gallery, I have Aaron Doerr. Aaron is part of the Missouri Firearms Coalition. He's a strong Second Amendment supporter. I know many of you are familiar with Aaron and the supporters that he has here in the state of Missouri. He came down here, he's a little concerned about a rule change that happened yesterday that unfortunately will make it harder to pass Second Amendment bills, but I ask the body to please make him feel welcome.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President. Introduction special guest.
That is the order of business, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and our right in the lower gallery, we have today Clayton Catterton, who is here along with his mother, Hannah Catterton, Colton Catterton, his father, Brock Catterton, his brother, and Michaela Catterton, his sister. Now, the rest of them are up touring the mansion right now and getting a taste of that. But Clayton thought it was too cold and he started to stay here to be introduced. So I would ask that the body welcome my grandson, Clayton Catterton.
Clayton, welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests.
Mr. President.
Senator from Newton.
Mr. President, introduction of special guests.
Seat, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of myself and the senator from Cole, in the upper gallery behind me, we have canines on the front line. Their coordinator, Midwest coordinator, is Jason Howe. If you guys would stand up, please, with their canines are with them also. This is a group, a not-for-profit, that provides certified trained service dogs to military veterans who are affected by PTSD or TBI at no cost to the veterans. I would request that the body give them a warm welcome into the Missouri Senate.
Please welcome the guest from the Senator from Newton. Senator from Platt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests.
See you, Senator.
Mr. President, on my right and your left, we have with us here today Rick Smith, who is the chief of police of the KCPD. He was in my committee earlier this morning providing very helpful testimony, and I would ask that the body join me in making the chief feel very welcome to the Missouri Senate.
Please make the guest from the Senator from Platt welcome to the Missouri Senate. Thanks for being here. Senator from Ozark.
Mr. President, introduction of a special guest.
State Senator.
I have with me, to your right and my left, if he would please stand, I have a brand new, my very first intern. His name is Andrew Hall. Andrew is a senior at University of Missouri who will graduate with a Bachelor of Science in Business Marketing. He's a former Vice President of Beta Theta Pi at the University of Missouri. Andrew's a native of West Plains, which we all know is one of the trade centers in the District 33. His family owns and operates a cattle operation in Howell County. He is working in our office this year, and we're excited to have him in our office assisting our constituents. Please make Andrew feel welcome.
Andrew, welcome to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Please send your resolution forward, Senator.
Thank
Senator, your resolution will be printed in the journal. Would you care at this time to introduce your resolution? Explain your resolution? Please proceed, Senator.
We have had, and to kind of build a little bit on the conversations we've heard today, but really a conversation that has been going on since session started. It appears to be the kind of the season for rule changes. And so what I've sent forward is a rule change that I think may be a good thing for the body to consider, because if the objective in the chamber is to restore trust, and I've heard that a lot. I've heard that a lot on coming from different parts of the different fissures or fractures that exist within this chamber, but it seems to be a consensus that there is a desire to restore trust within the chamber. And what I believe we can do to restore trust in this chamber is to move to restore the Senate to what it used to be in previous years. Well, what did it used to be in previous years that maybe it isn't so much today? Well, I would describe that as a more horizontal structure that empowers individual senators to have input into the process. And if there is a concern, for better or for worse, about a trust factor that may exist with some of the leadership in the chamber, what better way to overcome that than to remove some of the powers from that leadership structure and empower individual senators? So specifically, what my bill will do is it makes a change to rule number 50, which has to do with the referrals of bills. And under my rule, proposed rule change, it says that referrals of bills and appointments to committee shall be made by the president pro tem, except that each senator may, by a letter submitted to the Secretary of the Senate, demand that no more than two of the senator's bills per regular session be referred to a standing committee of the senator's choice, and such bills shall be referred by the president pro tem to such requested standing committee. So what this does, I think that all 34 senators have major priorities of legislation that they would like to see move forward. But oftentimes, if you're like me, you've been, I won't say the victim, but you've been the unfortunate beneficiary of having one of your major bills and major priority legislation get referred to a committee that may not be in its best interest to continue to move through the system. So what my rule change does is it empowers each individual senators by giving them a little bit of control over where some of their most high priority bills may, in fact, actually go. Now, we don't want to create chaos and create senators writing letters for every bill that they have and be able to refer every single bill. That might invite total chaos. But I think as a reasonable way to empower the senators is to allow them to have a voice in the movement of a couple of their most important pieces of legislation to give their biggest priorities the best possible chance of moving forward. I think that if we continue, if we look to one another and we're willing to empower each other and trust one another, it seems to me that that could be the best possible way to restore trust in the chamber as whole. And so, as I promised I would be brief, that is all, Mr. President. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation is needed at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 7th?
Senate Bill number 1041, introduced by Senator Razor, an act relating to earnings taxes.
Senator from Dallas, please send your bill forward, Senator. Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Dallas?
Senate Bill number 1042, Senate Bill number 1042, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to electronic delivery of insurance documents or notices.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from the 3rd.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, upon receiving this bill, would you please read it?
Senate Bill number 1043, introduced by Senator Gannon, an act to authorize the conveyance of certain state property.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 15th?
Senate Bill number 1044, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to moratoriums on eviction proceedings.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator Mandrew.
Mr. President, I seek special recognition to introduce some...
How about unanimous consent, Senator?
I do seek unanimous consent to introduce special guests.
No objection, please introduce... your guests, Senator.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. And actually, reintroduction of special guests. So now the entire family has come back. So it's my pleasure to introduce the Catterton family from Maryville, Missouri, along the shores of Mazingo Lake to the Capitol. We have Colton Catterton, the father, Hannah Hageman Catterton, my daughter. We've already met Clayton Catterton, my oldest grandson. We have Brock Catterton, Brock Daniel Catterton, by the way, and Michaela Catterton have now joined us and are happy to see us in action here at the Senate. And I would ask the Senate to once again welcome the Catterton family.
Please
the
make
Northwest
the guests
of
the
state.
Appropriations Chair welcome to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 24th.
President, I have a bill to introduce, and at this time, no explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 24th?
Senate Bill number 1045, introduced by Senator Shoup, an act relating to the implementation of the Older Americans Act.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Introduction of bills. Senator from Holt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have an introduction of a bill.
Would you like to send your bill forward,
I would
Senator?
Like to send the bill forward, and no explanation needed.
Please
Mr.
send
President.
That bill forward, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Atchison?
Senate Bill number 1046, introduced by Senator Hageman, an act relating to sports wagering.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objections, we will reverse course and go back to concurrent resolution. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from the 20th.
I have a concurrent resolution.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward, Senator.
No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the concurrent resolution offered by the Senator from the 20th District?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 25, introduced by Senator Burleson. An act relating to an application to Congress for the calling of an Article 5 Convention of States to propose an amendment to the United States Constitution regarding term limits for members of Congress.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Senator from Boone.
The Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business for the Senate is announcements. 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 Any President. Announcements? Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone County. Of those opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye. Those to the contrary say no. The aye appears to have it. The aye, in fact, does have it. The Senate is adjourned until the 12th day, or just under the rules.